I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beasts of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and an holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, Hew down the tree and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field. And let it be wet with the dew of heaven. And let his portion be with the beasts in the grass of the earth. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto the heaven and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation. It is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong. For thy greatness is grown and reacheth unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and an holy one coming down from heaven and saying, Hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the field till seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which is come upon my lord the king, that they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule.
In those days, the word of God came to me and said, Noah, behold, thy lot has ascended up to me, a lot void of crime, a lot beloved and upright. Now then shall the angels labor at the trees. But when they proceed to this, I will put my hand upon it and preserve it.
Behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great.
The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beasts of the field had shadow in it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and an holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, Hew down the tree and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field. And let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts and the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men.
Doc, it's gonna be a hell of a long walk back to Hill Valley from here.
Still the safest plan. After all, we can't risk sending you back into a populated area or to a spot that's geographically unknown. You don't want to crash into some tree that once existed in the past.
You don't want to crash into some tree that once existed in the past.
This region owes its name to the park's main attraction, a rare and natural phenomenon that has transformed wood into stone. These rocks are reminiscent of fallen trees. In fact, they are ancient formations of stone. But how could wood possibly be turned into stone? Long ago, this landscape was covered by a dense forest. Mighty rivers cut across the terrain. Water caused by heavy flooding in the deep quagmire of the swamp, and having, in effect, been hermetically sealed, the trees were subsequently covered by layers of sediment. Thus, their further decomposition was halted, and the petrification process began. Sand and volcanic ash settled above the trees that gradually absorbed minerals from the surrounding moisture. Thus, hundreds of fossil trunks developed that today are scattered across the prairie. The large percentage of silicon in the groundwater delayed the natural decaying process and at the same time created the amazing transformation of the trees. Thank you. Today, the petrified forests, formerly tall conifers, are the most common examples of this stone world of plants that date back to prehistory. Colors of the pure quartz and various other varieties of these stone trees are quite remarkable and are in stark contrast to the bright blue of the mostly cloudless sky. There are hundreds of thousands of fossilized wood specimens that lie in close proximity with one another. In this isolated area that is known as the Badlands, there is little vegetation, and it is therefore quite unusual to encounter any form of wildlife. Illuminated by the sunlight, the petrified tree trunks and their glossy red appearance have always been the subject of fantasy and imagination.
Of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beasts of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and an holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, "Hew down the tree and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field. And let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts in the grass of the earth."
Al, have a look on top of the giant tree stump where the guy who is flying the drone is standing. Look at the pattern of the grain underneath where they're standing. Now look at the wood grain pattern on this railroad tie, which is basically the center of a log that has been cut on each side. It's identical to the top of this giant tree stump that these people are standing on. It can't get any more simpler than this right here. You can and see it with your own eyes.
The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto the heaven and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation. It is thou, O King, that art grown and become strong. For thy greatness is grown and reacheth unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and an holy one coming down from heaven and saying, Hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the field till seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which is come upon my lord the king, that they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field.
If we zoom in from Google Earth, I'm going to show you right here, as you can see, there is a ancient giant tree stump that's been cut off. But you guys get a good look at that. And sometimes you can find the remnants of the tree branches really close by the tree stump itself, as you can see right here. There you go. There's the petrified tree branches. What you think are hills and valleys are just giant petrified tree branches.
Upon his ruin shall all the fowls of the heaven remain, and all the beasts of the field shall be upon his branches, to the end that none of all the trees by the waters exalt themselves for their height, neither shoot up their top among the thick boughs, neither their trees stand up in their height, all that drink water. For they are all delivered unto death, to the nether parts of the earth, in the midst of the children of men, with them that go down to the pit.
This is incredible. I hope it shows up on camera as good as I see it. It's the same way the wood breaks down today. It cuts off here and the moss starts, I couldn't tell you. Like I said, maybe we're meant to see it. This is truly incredible. This is what makes it all worth it, to be able to show the truth. That's how everything is, but it has the discoloration and the moss on it, okay? But you see, for example, this piece, this little piece, that little piece, these pieces, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. We're on the top right now, so they used to be a part of one of these, and the flood came along, took these, and brought them right, laid it right there, like that. And look how high up this is. How deep were their floodwaters to cover these trees or the remnants? So they had to have laid on the ground for quite some time in weather to be able to do this. And then the floodwaters came. So I gotta film part of this again, because sometimes you don't come across things as extraordinary as this, especially things that don't have the moss and stuff on them that hide the color. So I just want you to take a good look at this. Hey, this is a different spot, but look at this. Around down here, and you know, some people would never get to see this in a lifetime. You see all the pieces and parts everywhere. All the pieces and parts. Look at this.
Cedars in the garden of God could not hide him. The fir trees were not like his boughs, and the chestnut trees were not like his branches, nor any tree in the garden of God was like unto him in his beauty. I have made him fair by the multitude of his branches, so that all the trees of Eden that were in the garden of God envied him. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast lifted up thyself in height, and he hath shot up his top among the thick boughs, and his heart is lifted up in his height, I have therefore delivered him into the hand of the mighty one of the heathen. He shall surely deal with him. I have driven him out for his wickedness. And strangers, the terrible of the nations, have cut him off and have left him. Upon the mountains and in all the valleys his branches are fallen, and his boughs are broken by all the rivers of the land. And all the people of the earth are gone down from his shadow and have left him. Upon his ruin shall all the fowls of the heaven remain, and all the beasts of the field shall be upon his branches.
It's truly amazing. Wow. Now we're going to go down, and we're going to go down there and look at the face of this. Okay? So hold on. Okay, so let me show you this. This section right here, that's just the center core. And this thing was hundreds, if not thousands of feet in diameter before it all broke apart. Now let me show you here. Okay? You look right here, you're gonna see the rings as if you were looking at it down at a stump and seeing the rings. All this over here is gone. All this, who knows how thick it was, is gone. Just this small section remains. And you see the radius rings as if they would go around this like that. So much is gone, and these used to come all the way up and around. There used to be more on top that would go around. But that's a pretty good example. That's the inner core. And that's just part of a branch that goes back. That piece right there is about 5 stories tall. And that is just one of them little pieces. All these little pieces you see are just part of the tree, the fibers. You come up here, See there? It's just how the tree breaks down. And you come over here, yeah, all these little pieces with the flat edge and the ledges. And this was, and this is a small one. This would be one of them gaps you can walk through. It's a small one. Some of them, the pieces are so large. Like, we're gonna walk this whole hill right here, all the way down, cut across, and cut up on there. But that hill over there is like one of these pieces. It's not a whole tree, it's just pieces that are broken down. And then you'll see that over time, this piece will break off and they keep breaking apart into pieces like fibers. Okay. So I actually found this stump right here just to give you a visual. But you gotta remember, these are parts of the branches. This, so you see the rings, part of the radius here. All this was connected at one time. All this was massive. And then pieces broke off and dispersed. So you see right here, okay? So this is a stump and the rings go this way. Not always, but most of the time. So if you were to put that piece up there, the rings here are going in a semicircle. Same as that. This would be like one little piece of the rings here going around. And then all the rest of it's gone. It's just what happens. This thing here is so massive. I told you, it's like the fibers.
That don't even look petrified right here. Looks like driftwood. Gee. Yeah, that does not even look petrified.
Oh, how crazy is this? Sorry about spinning around. Just trying to get a better angle for you. This is so massive. That's at least 60, 70 foot tall. And you come here, this is, you see under here, this is kind of like a knot right here. That, and there's part of a ring laying right there. Let's go up there a little bit. You can see a lot of the characteristics of the wood, because it doesn't get a lot of water. How crazy is that? So that whole section right here broke off. Like, this piece is getting ready to break off. But this was a knot. A massive part of a massive knot. And this is just one tiny piece, section of a one ring. Holy moly. I'm showing you how like the fibers are. I'll put a picture in here of how wood is, the way it breaks down. Providing it's straight grain. If not, you get into all kinds of different things. Look at that tree ring.
This is really incredible. You see here, these are like the fibers. You know, if you could see the vastness, the size of these, it is just beyond incredible. And then when you get exposed areas like this where you can actually see, like the inside wood grain, it's pretty incredible. Look at this. And this is a massive piece, but it's small compared to the tree that it came from.
Thou shalt not have one lot only, but the mountain shall be thine. For it is of wood, and thou shalt cut it down.
Really quick, I'm going to show you this, how the trees are fibers. And for some reason, this shows the true color. A big chunk of this just fell off. See part of the grain. This is the way the fibers are, right here. See? Hold on a second. And you see it's nothing but wood. Okay, so we're gonna go down over here and I'll show you a little more, okay? See here. And at an angle. Okay? All this, everything, this whole mountain, in a 100-mile radius.
Thou shalt not have one lot only, but the mountain shall be thine, for it is of wood, and thou shalt cut it down.
You see, this looks just like freshly chopped wood. We peeled a piece off of there. This is what we see. This is the wood. Yeah, that's just got the moss on it. And all this here, all the way back up in here, I'll show you that in a second. You come right here and you see, we'll pull a piece off here. It's just wood. It's so crazy. All this. And then you go right over here. See? This is the fresh stuff. This is what we see. It's gonna blow your mind. You see this? That's incredible. Wood is like fibers. See here? All this. Everything I've shown in every one of my videos, the mountains, and it's not just here, it's worldwide. You see, this don't have the moss on it. All right, we're gonna end it there. I just wanted to show you that. It's pretty incredible. Everything I showed you generally looks like this or like this. The ones you break it apart,
the trees floated into an area, a low bed area, and rested there and did not decompose right, still soaked in water and taking in minerals. They turned to stone. Well, all the mountain ridges that you've seen in your life that you think are mountains, those aren't mountains at all. That's why they're in straight line ridges, because those are the trees that floated off and settled wherever they settled at, like the Rocky Mountains. It's not really the Rocky Mountains. It's just some of the big trees that settled there. That's why you have mountains in certain places, not all over. You know, not all over, straight across the country all the way. It's just in certain spots of countries. And that's where those trees settled at. And what you think are mountains, those are the giant trees that were cut down, and that's why they drifted off from the stumps that you see today. That's why you don't see the tree laying beside the stump, because they floated away and settled as the oceans receded. Everyone, thanks for watching. Have a good night, and God bless.